This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're going to do this segment a little different. I got a chance yesterday to catch up with Chris Kleiman and Lance Leipold. We were going to play it yesterday, but with everything happening with D-Hop, we made the decision to hold it off until today. I'll play my conversation with Chris Kleiman first. We'll play that here coming up in a bit. Rob, let's spend a little bit of time talking about K-State. K-State has had the benefit of the schedule gods. I don't say that as a knock towards K-State. College football is a combination of a lot of things. It is a combination, obviously, of coaching. It is a combination of talent. A lot of the combination, too, is schedule, when and where you play teams. And right now, I would say that there are probably six teams that still realistically have a chance to play for the Big 12 championship. BYU and Iowa State, those two teams are 4-0. K-State has obviously lost to one of those teams. They play another one of those teams. Of the remaining teams, K-State is in that conversation. K-State doesn't play them. They also have Cincinnati. They play them later at home, and they've already beaten Colorado. So it has been sort of a mixed bag of you either play this team or you don't play this team. If you were looking at the K-State schedule the rest of the way, after this week against Kansas, they go on the road to play Houston. Houston is one of the worst Power 5 schools. They have Arizona State and Cincinnati at home. And then you go on the road and play Iowa State. Now, I am not 100% familiar with all the Big 12 tiebreaker rules. And it seems like somebody is going to be mad at the end of this season because somebody's not going to play somebody. And that's ultimately going to end up being a problem when it comes to the tiebreaker scenario. But there is no reason for K-State to not get through this next month of games. And heading into December, they have a game on the road against Iowa State that should determine if they have a chance to compete for the college football playoff or not. It would be a major letdown and disappointment, A, if K-State loses to a team in KU that they have beaten since Obama's first term. Houston is terrible. And if they lose a home game to Arizona State and Cincinnati, K-State should get through this next month and should be heading to Ames with everything right in front of them.
I mean, it's a win or go home in Ames at this point. Like, I'd love to be on here and tell you, oh, Kansas is going to get them this weekend, but they're just not. They never do. And Arizona State and the other game you mentioned, Houston's terrible, but Arizona State being back in Manhattan is a huge win for the Cats. This season for all three schools was met with big expectations, big thoughts, and it felt like, maybe it's just because this show has a KU and Missouri person on it, Missouri and KU fans were doing a lot of yapping. Hey, this year's going to be special. Year's going to be special. Year's going to be special. K-State was even Steven. And yet again, under Chris Kleiman, they find themselves heading into November with a shot at the Big 12 title game. And if you play in the Big 12 title game, you have a shot of either A, playing in the college football playoff, or B, being a conference champion and playing in the second round of the college football playoff. What Kansas State and what Chris Kleiman have done is the model of consistency, and it's like the Chiefs being good. We find ourselves again, K-State, in the midst of a Big 12 title race.
I know, and we'll play Chris Kleiman here coming up in a little bit. I don't think that K-State has gotten nearly enough credit for the last couple of weeks. Colorado is actually good. It is funny because we spent more time talking about Colorado when they were bad than when they were good. This Colorado team is one of the top 25 teams in the country. They have been very viable and very competitive. They are still very much in this thing. K-State went on the road and beat that team. And to follow it up, think about the course of the last 2 weeks for K-State. They went to the Mountain Time Zone and played a late night game against Colorado, and then to turn around and do the exact same thing in the Eastern Time Zone playing against West Virginia. Two really impressive road wins for K-State, and now you get to come back home, and now you got to take care of business, so this could be a potentially really, really special season. We talked to Chris Kleiman about this, the head coach at K-State. My first question to him was talking about his team finding so much success on the road in Morgantown.
Boy, resolve. battling and handling adversity. We played in two really tough environments at Colorado late at night, and that place was electric, and found a way to get a win late, and then to travel again across country, this time to West Virginia. Another great atmosphere. We started pretty fast with an interception for a touchdown, had a lull in there, and then had a really good second half. So, you know, the fact that we've been doing this on the road the last 2 weeks and getting home, you know, 6 in the morning, 4 in the morning, guys finding a way to win, and I think we're getting better and improving as a team.
I was just going to ask you that. I mean, you go from playing a game in the Mountain time zone, and then you go to the Eastern time zone against West Virginia, and you play that game at night. You talk about having your team prepared for any situation, and they performed very well the last couple of weeks.
And it started at about 9:25 Central, and, you know, we didn't get that game over until close to 1 o'clock Central time, and it was a late night, but it was a great atmosphere, and our guys played really hard and physical and found a way late to get that done, and then, you know, try to recover the guys' bodies, you know, from Monday through Friday before we go to Morgantown, because you get home at 6 in the morning, it takes a while to get your body back. So we did a good job coming up with different ideas to get our guys' bodies back, and then we go out to Morgantown and play that at basically 8 o'clock Eastern and get home late again. Hats off to our leaders and to the captains for making sure that the guys focused on the task at hand, and that was the 60 minutes of football, no matter what time you played.
Coach, I've noticed a lot of growth in Avery's game over the course of these last couple of months as he gets more opportunities, more reps. What growth have you seen in your starting quarterback?
I think you hit it on the head, opportunities. And, you know, when we came into the season, he had started one game, and that was a Pop-Tarts Bowl. And so I knew that between Avery and a relatively new offensive line, not necessarily inexperienced, but a new offensive line, it was going to take a while for those guys to gel. And the more pictures that Avery's seen pre-snap, post-snap, the more comfortable he's gotten, the more that we've been able to have some success rushing the ball with Dylan and with DJ, it's opened some things up in the passing game. And I thought last week was a great indication of that, of West Virginia put everybody up there and said, you're not running the football against us. And we had to go to a drop back passing game. And I thought Avery was on point. He was really comfortable. He was calm. He saw the field really well and did a really good job throwing the football.
Right now, we're talking to the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats in preparation for their game against KU. I've talked to enough football coaches to know that you might be impressed with the passing game, but all of you deep down love to be able to control the line of scrimmage and run the football. I mean, you have multiple guys averaging 6 yards a carry. DJ Giddens, to me, might be the most underrated player in the country. He has been phenomenal for you guys. Avery has filled in the running game very well. Dylan Edwards coming over in the transfer, he's been very good. You guys, once again, just continue to run the football effectively.
Well, we need to be able to do that because it sets up everything else and allows us, you know, keep a defense fresh. And, you know, it's a staple of what we do. But that's why last week was so important, is when you take that away, to be able to throw the football. So then maybe it softens some people back up so that we can be a balanced attack. And that's what we want to be, is balanced. And I'm glad you hit on DJ Giddens. I think and have thought that he was going to be one of the best running backs in the country, not just in our league. And he's proven that out with how he's played, whether it's home, whether it's on the road. He's played at a really high level. And it's, you know, not just rushing the football. He had a 60-yard pass reception last week. He's got really good hands. And then you add Dylan to the mix that can beat you rushing the football in the return game as well as catching the ball. It's fun to be able to have as many people that we can go to run the ball. And then we're doing some really good things throwing the football with wide receivers and tight ends.
Right now, we're talking to the head coach of K-State for a couple more minutes here, Chris Klieman. I got to ask you a question about the defense before we get to the game. I mean, this is a defense that has only allowed one team to score more than 21 points over the course of the last month and a half or so. Your defense is playing very well as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we're starting to play better. We're starting to gel. We're healthy up front, and we play a lot of guys on the D-line, and that has been really big for us to rotate guys. We're able to rush the passer. We're able to do a decent job of containing the run. But the biggest thing for us is we can't give up explosive plays. And when we did that early in the season, we were struggling against opponents, and we've kind of cleaned that up. But this is a game that I've got so much respect for Coach Leipold and KU, and they're an explosive offense, and we saw that last week, obviously, against Houston. And so we've got to do a great job of not giving up the explosive play.
Coach, I think I know what your answer is going to be just because we've had so many conversations over the year, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How do you keep guys focused on the task at hand, even though, I mean, every conversation I turn on ESPN, I turn on college football, it's about the playoff, and who's coming out of the Big 12. But you got to focus on week to week, and you see these losses, you see these upsets that are happening, and it seems like parity has sort of reigned supreme in college football. It's really hard to keep 21-year-old kids focused. How do you do that over the course of this final month or so of the season?
Well, it's definitely a challenge. You try to block out some of that outside noise, but you're also hearing it. There's no doubt about that, but we're only in October. We have a lot of football. We haven't done anything yet, and it's another opportunity for us to continue to grow and get better as a football team. Yes, it's a big game because it's KU and it's our rival, but in the same respect, we have to control what we do, and that's our preparation, our continued improvement in all three phases. We know we're going to face a really good KU team. They came off the open week and played really good football like I knew they would, coming off that bye week and got after Houston, and they're going to be prepared and ready to go. I think this is going to be a great four-quarter game.
Coach, how much this week of the message of what this rivalry is and what it means, how much of that message comes from you guys and the coaching staff, or your quarterback is from Kansas? He's seen this up close. One of your star running backs is from Kansas. They have been in the middle of this rivalry their entire life. Are they leading the charge this week and kind of setting the tone, or is that something with you guys from the coaching staff that you're trying to impart how important this game is?
Yeah, we let it happen organically. We talked about it on Monday at a team meeting, myself and a handful of Kansas guys, just to kind of clear it, say, hey, this is a big game for both schools. Both teams really good. The last couple of years, it's been a four-quarter battle, and then we left it at that. Now it's about, hey, what do I got to do to prepare? What do I got to do to learn our opponent? What do I got to do to learn the game plan so that I can play fast and free on Saturday night? And no matter what you say, you still got to line up at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And so our focus right now is on the process and the preparation.
Coach, I'm guessing that Manhattan's going to be special. You got a rivalry. You guys have a chance to really have some special accomplishments this season. It's a night game. This game's on ESPN2. This feels like one of those special nights in Manhattan, Kansas.
Well, it will be, and we're excited that we're having a home game. It's been a month since we've been at home, and, you know, you let these K-Staters have a full day out in the tailgate lot, it's going to be pretty raucous in here. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're hoping that we can capitalize off of our great crowd, and I know it'll be a great night and fun night for college football.
That is Coach Chris Kleiman joining us on the show today. He is the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. They are ranked 16th right now. They are in contention to win the Big 12, and they got a big game this weekend coming up against KU in the Sunflower Showdown. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.